Almighty God, we thank you. We bless your name for another opportunity to lay at your feet. Jesus, you are the bread of life. Distribute yourself to us. Feed us. Feed us. Let us be well fed and equipped to the glory of your name. Open our eyes to see wondrous things in your word. Lord, we ask, oh God, that the scripture be opened to us this morning. Help us to behold wondrous things in your word. In the name of Jesus Christ, the seed of life, the seed of transformation that you have promised to sow into our life, we receive it expressly with thanksgiving. In the name of Jesus Christ, from beginning to the end, Holy Ghost, take over. In the name of Jesus Christ, open our ears, open our heart to comprehend the revelation of your word. In the name of Jesus Christ, thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Can you jam your hands together for Jesus this morning? Celebrate it. You can do better. For those who have not ever seen anything. Come on. Do it. Oh, happy. Glory to God. Amen. You know, it is possible that you are clapping your hand like this. And inside of you, man. It's like possibility for a man. Deep within you, you are standing. Like you. Possibility for you. And you might say, ah, what about that? Possibility for you. Now, anything we want to do in the house of the Lord, let's do it at it. Oh, hearted. Jam your hands together for Jesus. Beautiful. Hallelujah. Okay, this morning we'll be looking at, you know, the theme, engaging the power of praise for supernatural access. Engaging the power of praise for supernatural access. Engaging the power of praise for what? Supernatural access. And we shall be traveling in the spirit by considering Psalm 100, verse 4. We shall be traveling together in the spirit as we consider Psalm 100, verse 4. Engaging the power of praise for supernatural access. Engaging the power of praise for supernatural access. Any man who can cultivate the attitude of praise, praising God always, will be raised. Praise opens door. Praise settles a man. Praise clears the room for any man. Praise positions a man for favor. Praise clothes a man with honor. That seems impossible for others to access. And so with this, it will be a glorious life for you if you can cultivate the attitude of praise. He said, enter into his gates with what? With thanksgiving. And into his court with what? Oh, come on. Be thankful to him and bless his name. Enter into his gates. There is difference between a gate and a court. Oh! So when you come to the presence of God and you dance before him as a way of giving thanks to him, what you have done is that you have gained access into the gate, like through the gate. But that doesn't guarantee access to the court. What makes a man operate in the inner court is the habit of praise.
So a man who is good at giving tithes to God access the gate. But by grace, you are transported from the gate to the court. And when you get to the court, have you ever seen a man who is not in the court? In the court, contributing to what is going on in the court? Never. Never. You want to appear always in the court of the Lord, led to praise Him. When you praise Him perpetually, you will always be here for this. Because God will always be with you. And that's why the scripture says, and God inhabits the presence of His people. So when you praise the Lord, come on, what you have done to yourself is that you have attracted the presence of God. So where you are. So when you say, Father, thank you, you have opened the gate. That's it, Father, I'm ready. Come in. So when you continue, you proceed from thanking God to praising God. It's like the gate of the open. So you majestically walk into the court of the Lord without anyone questioning you. So thanksgiving opens gate. Gates of possibility. Where you thank Him for what He has done, what you have done to yourself, or what you are doing to yourself by engaging such thanksgiving, is that you are securing your gate. It will be open to you. If you cannot dig deeper, you thank Him for what He has done for you. You appreciate Him for the goodness, for His faith, for everything you see all around you. When it comes to praise, whether He has done nothing or something, you are praising Him for who He is. Then you are not just permitted to enter through the gate. You will be gloriously marched or escorted to the court of them. And when you dwell there upon someone, you are touched. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving and into His court with praise. Be thankful to Him and bless His name. So at thanksgiving, you gain access to the gate. And by praise, you get entrance into the court. And when you get to the court, what you do perpetually there is to stay appreciative and thanking for His goodness and His faithfulness. At this time, you have a deeper level of thanksgiving. There is one that opens the gate. So there is a deeper level of it, which is praise, that takes you to the court. And as you get to the court, you still continue to offer the sacrifice of thanksgiving. And as you keep doing so, you magnetize the presence of God to yourself. You localize the presence of God. So God is not just a man somewhere that you are looking everywhere. Actually, praise is the number one key to supernatural access. If you want to gain access to the things of God, to the revelation of God's word, you want to gain access to impossible places. You want to gain access to the supernatural and the miraculous. Learn to praise. Actually, the word praise is not is beyond just dancing. It is so deep. In fact, it takes the full revelation of Christ for you to praise Him effectively. You don't praise who you don't know. Genuine praise, you can give thanks to anybody, even though you know the person or not. Since the person has given you bread, you say, thank you for giving me bread. But to praise anyone, you must know that person. I mean, the intent of the person must be open to you. So that is why men who praise the Lord are men who are full of the knowledge of the Lord. So it takes access to the revelation of God for you to engage effective and proper praise. Glory to Jesus.
Great is the faithfulness, great is the faithfulness, Morning by morning, new mercy I see. All I have needs that a hands have provided. Great is the faithfulness, Lord unto. Great is the faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see.
Psalm 22.
Quickly, everyone. Psalm 22 and verse 3. Be very fast.
For you are holy, enthroned in the presence of who? Obviously. Which version is this? But you are holy, enthroned in the presence of Israel. So when you praise the Lord, you enthrone Him over your life. And God cannot be sitting on the throne of your life and one demon will come and harass you. When the people of the Lord was faced to, when they were face to face with the wall of Jericho, simple instruction: make a loud noise, a shout. And as they engaged that, the wall of Jericho didn't just fall down flat, the wall sank. Because they still pass through the wall. You look at the scripture, you look at the thickness of that wall. As scripture described it, the thickness of the wall. So normally it would have been difficult for them to even cross over to the land and possess the land. But as they made that loud noise, praising the Lord with trumpets, the wall sank. It just fell. It sank. When you praise the Lord, you are thrown. No matter the challenge and the problem, when you resolve into praising the Lord, that problem will sink. There is the break between the wall falling and sinking. You can still see the rebels, the remnant of the book on the ground. What if the wall be swallowed by ground? You will look at it, it will be as though you have never passed through that place before. When your battles are going too tough for you, press it. You are reading that material, you don't get it, you don't understand. They stand up on their language, Isaiah. Thank you, Father. Because I have access to everything within this message. And you praise Him in tongues. That's why we must learn to sing in the Spirit. When you do it, you enthrone God. Now, even in our culture, when you praise a man too much, you get money from him. How much more God? And if your earthly father, though wicked, can know how to give good gifts to you, how much more? He's the Father of all good. Did I be good and perfect? From the Lord. So when you recognize it and you open up, you shower praise on him. He said, true in the praises of his strength. Is enthroned in the presence of his people. When Paul and Silas, when they were in the prison, the Bible says they prayed a Thank God. And when he appears, deliverance comes. No man, no physical man, delivered him. Gates, flock open, down and down. Chains, shackles, broken, without anybody using it. How can you explain that? The impossible becomes possible.
When praise goes up, when praise goes up, power comes down. When praise ascends, power is released. Why? Because as you praise Him, you know, if God inhabits the praises of His people, you know the meaning of that. So each time you open your mouth and praise, you bring God down. And anytime God appears, your deliverance is sure. Your deliverance is certain. You suddenly experience strange act of God. When praise becomes the act of a man, such man cannot lack the fearful act of God. It is God. The heart and the strange manifestation of God becomes so tangible. Every time in your life, if you can make praise and happiness. We pass through so much pain because we don't praise it. We have been pressed beyond normal because we don't praise it.
They cut them and they tied them down. Acts 16:26. They cut them.
Please, project. They cut them and they tied them. They were on the same spot. So they break and they break. The Bible says it for the foundation of the prison. Let's see. It says, suddenly there was a great earthquake.
Can we see the preceding verse to that? You said?
But at midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and were singing hymns to God. And the prisoners were listening to them.
The next verse.
Suddenly, come on, when you praise God, you generate sudden attention. If anything is looking too dull, too slow for you, praise Him. But when you praise Him, you bring God. What you have done is that you quickly invite God on board. You are told you. And if you are told everything, sharp, sharp. That's what is all you have. Beyond human imagination. Protocols broken. That man saw, discovered that the people will be tired. Nothing would have saved this from this place. We love the door, walk out the gate. And so everywhere open. That's it. So suddenly there was an earthquake. So God, bring this thing back. So that the foundations of the prison were shaking. Oh, come on. This is what happened when we praise God. When we praise God, we introduce God to every area of our life. Every part of our life will be touched by His goodness. And immediately all the doors were open and everyone's chains were loose. The power of praise. God, when we praise Him, we can't stay in shame. We can't praise Him and be pinned down again. We can't praise Him and be pressed down again. Every oppression of the devil disappears when praise goes on. So I speak to the life of someone here. As you go on throughout March, praising the Lord, you will see the wonders of the Lord.
Amen.
That amen is too creepy. You will see the wonders of the Lord.
Amen.
You will see the wonders of the Lord.
Amen.
You will see the wonders of the Lord.
Amen.
That seemingly impossible situation in your life shall receive a turnaround.
Amen.
The next verse for peace. Cross over.
And the keeper of the prison
awakened from sleep
and seeing the prison doors
open. That is what will be the God of your heaven as you step out of this place prison door. Men will know you to be a rugged man. That's nothing. They will look at you and say, because suddenly they wake up and discover that the prison they have made for you. They woke up from their sleep and seeing the prison doors open. Supposing the prisoner had fled, drew his sword and was about to kill him. The Lord will bless you beyond number.
Amen.
That those who feel nothing good can come out of your life, they will look at you and say, wow. They will need a number.
Amen.
Because the Spirit of God is in us, you will not allow them to run. But you know,
say, for Paul, come on with loud voice. Say, do yourself no harm, for we are all here. That atmosphere of praise created goodness in him. How can you be in a prison and you suddenly receive deliverance? And the ones that have been appointed to wash over you so that you will not leave the prison, they are now about to kill themselves. And you shouted that they should be killed themselves. If it was to be you, and you will go up there, the deliverance is not married. Come back in the back of the world, but you don't have
God shouted!
He was aware
that what is happening here is beyond human knowledge. And of course, no physical man, nobody opened the gate. The gate locked open. So it was out there. There was this supernatural consciousness. Instead of destruction, he conceived salvation. No problem. Let my enemy die. Let my enemy die. Instead of destruction, he conceived salvation. The thought that came to his mind was that these people need Jesus.
Do yourself no harm, for we are all here. Then he called for a light, running, and fell down trembling before Paul and Silas.
It wasn't Paul and Silas. When praise is released, God is enthroned. So when he came and bowed before Paul and Silas, it wasn't Paul and Silas. As if he was to be there, those guys, he would have time when they decided to put it for him. But as soon as the I am that I am was enthroned, all flesh bowed before him. Those who arrogantly, who have been treating you anyhow, who are arrogantly acting, they are still coming back. I said, when did you suddenly become this naughty? When did you suddenly become this good? And they will bow. After you ever operated in an environment before, you see someone who is not money, who is capable, who is equal to your father or your mother. Who can be? Who can be your father? And your man say, mommy, sir. Mommy, Ebenezer. Is this being just greeting? It is not about you. It is about the one they are seeing behind you every time you are here.
Nothing can quench or cancel the pride of a man than the atmosphere of God's presence.
And you generate that when you release place in the atmosphere. If not, men are too proud. Let them lift your hand and let us worship you and look at you and show you to God. You will be angry and nothing will happen.
Until they see the one who is above all,
body will bow. So you want to always see God everywhere you are being. To the point that when you begin to bow before him every time, with his grace, you will gain access to that dimension of supernatural. With ease. With ease. And he brought them up and said, "Sirs, what must I do?" He didn't preach. The condition and the situation preached to them. May we look at your life without you saying, "Hallelujah!" You are shouting at the top of your voice. And they look at that and say, "What is he saying?" And the prophet just said, "You are there." But that your life will become a living testimony. A living testimony. And they look at your life and they can see Jesus. Say, "This is what has happened to you. I want to perform it. The promise is Jesus." That is the way. And this man cannot call until he embraces the power of praise and engage it. So as praise becomes our heart, this very moment, by the power in the name of Jesus, the supernatural, the miraculous shall be our experiences. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That amen is too weak. I don't understand. So shall it be in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
So shall it be in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
So shall it be in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
So shall it be in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Oh my God. Before we go, let's open your scriptures to Psalm 114, verse 1 to 3. Psalm 114, verse 1 to 3. Karani Sobi Matabata.
And he brought them out.
Ogava.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from the heavens.
Underline the word praise in that particular verse. Everybody, read it together.
Praise the Lord.
Come on. Do I have evangelists in this house? Rise up, everyone, and declare. Everyone. Say it boldly.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise Him in the heights. Praise Him, all His angels. Praise Him, all His hosts.
Come on.
Praise Him, sun and moon. Praise Him, all you stars of light. Praise Him, you heavens of heavens. And you waters above the heavens.
So when you praise the Lord, you're not going to do it. Oh my God. Can you open your mouth and bless the Lord this morning? Say something great to Him. Worship Him. Can you praise Him by calling Him His names? Sevirava Susila Parakobilatana Lolinata Zika Rerido Sisaba Kelabala Dieta. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul, and worship His holy name. Sing like never before.
Everybody, can we read together?
Who is like you, O Lord, among the gods? Who is like you, glorious in holiness?
And what?
Fearful in praises.
Come on.
Glorious.
Come on. Glorious in holiness. Fearful. Fearful.
When you offer a fearful praise, you provoke the fearful act of God. When you offer a fearful praise, you provoke the fearful act of God. When praise goes up, the fearful act of God comes down. Oh, we call it a miracle. It will become evident. Who is like unto me, O Lord?
These are the songs we're singing. And are rooted in scriptures. Everybody sing, O Lord.
Oh,
among the God.
Among the God.
Everybody sing, oh Lord.
is always good at
doing wonders.
Please, can you say that song once again? Who is like unto the Lord? Hallelujah. Please open your eyes and read this together. Everyone, louder and clear.
It is good to give thanks to the Lord and to sing praises unto your name, O Most High.
The verse 2. Come on, can you say, Father, this will be my operation. This will be my way of life throughout. Ekorina Susaba. I receive grace to function and do this every day. So much.